Welcome to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Erev and Daf Samach Hey, and we are starting right at the top with Halacha Gimel and the Vilnitzer's Daf on Samach Hamad Aleph. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Mimsar Basim Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So the Mishnah says Hakar B'Sefer Ali Skupa, a person standing on the threshold of their house and they're reading from a Sefer. Sefer does not mean like a regular book that we have nowadays. Back in the day, everything they had was handwritten on a scroll. So Sefer means a scroll. The guy's reading from a scroll of sorts, but his Galgal Sefer Miyadai and rolls out of his hand. He's still holding on to one end, but the other end rolls out and it falls into the Rosh Hashanah in front of him. No problem, he could roll it back towards himself. That's because since he's reading from a Sefer, and over here we're talking about specifically about a Sefer Torah, we don't want it to be Bibi Zion, so he could roll it towards himself. Now let's say, he's reading at the top of a roof, and the Gemara's going to explain what the difference between being on a scoop or at the top of a roof is, but here he's reading on the top of a roof, and his Gagal Sefer Miyadai, and one end of it rolls out of his hand. So if it had not yet reached within 10 Tfachim, he could roll it towards himself, no problem. However, if it already reached 10 Tfachim, so then he can't roll towards himself, he has to leave it where it is, but he flips it over on the written part, meaning the back of it is facing out, and the written part is facing the building, and that's for the kavod of the ksav. Now Rabbi Yehuda says, even if it rolled all the way out of his hand, within 10 tefachim of the ground, and just a tiny thread's breadth away from the ground, he could still roll towards himself. Now Rabbi Shimon says, even if it actually landed on the ground, he could roll towards himself, because there's no Isra Drabanan that is going to stand in the way of Kisvei HaKodesh, and over here it's just an Isra Drabanan, even though it's in Rosh HaSarabim and he's on the roof, which is Rosh HaSayachid. It's not a problem because he's still holding on to part of it, and it's just a Gzera that we're afraid that it might completely fall out of his hand and then he's going to actually bring from Rosh HaSarabim to Rosh HaSayachid. But since we're dealing with Kisvei HaKodesh, there's no Isra Drabanan. Now the Gemara clarifies the difference between the Iskupa and a roof. Masnisa Iskupa Mutares. I'm just talking about where he's on the Iskupa and it's Mutter, namely the Iskupa is 10 Tfachim high but less than 4 Tfachim wide, so it's a Makan Patur, and that's why even though the Sefer is actually in the Rosh HaSarabim, he's allowed to roll it towards himself and bring it back, because we know that one's allowed to transfer from Rosh HaSarabim into a Makan Patur. Aval Chutzli Skupa Asura, but he's not allowed to bring it outside the Skupa, meaning he's not allowed to now bring it into his house, because he just transferred from Rosh HaSarabim onto the Skupa, and so no bringing it now from the Skupa into the Rosh HaSayachid. And now the Gemara addresses how the Sefer even got into the Skupa in the first place, since really he's not supposed to bring it there on Shabbos, due to the fact that we're afraid for this precise thing, that maybe it's going to fall out of his hand and go into the Rosh HaSarabim. So Tifter, we could explain that either he was there Erev Shabbos and he was already reading it and now Shabbos started, so that's how he's there, or he simply forgot and on Shabbos he brought onto the Skupa and that's how he's there on Shabbos. We continue with the Mishnah. We had said that if it had not yet reached within 10 Tfachim of the Rosh HaSarabim, so then he could roll towards himself. And that means that if it already reached within 10 Tfachim of the Rosh HaSarabim, it's Asur. Why is that? So Rav Yaakov Bar Acha says, this is Shitas Rav Yehuda. The Amar, he holds, it's Asur to be Mishtamish within 10 Tfachim of the Rosh HaSarabim. This is called Kluta Kamisha Huncha. Something within 10 Tfachim of the Rosh HaSarabim is considered absorbed by the Rosh HaSarabim. It's as if it's in the Rosh HaSarabim itself, and therefore, once the scroll, the Sefer, rolls to within 10 Tfachim, he can't roll it back towards himself, because when he's on the Gag, he's on the roof, he's in Rosh HaSayachid, and this is considered to be in Rosh HaSarabim, so he's rolling from Rosh HaSarabim to Rosh HaSayachid. That's not okay. On to the next part of the Mishnah, where we said, Mishigyal Sarat Tfachim, Hoivchai Alksav, and we keep explaining this Shita, Mishigyal Sarat Tfachim, Hoivchai Alksav, that once it reaches his 10 Tfachim, he can't roll it towards himself, he flips it onto the writing. Lama, why is that? Asked the Gemara. Answer, Shleiz Baz Aksav. So the Ksav itself shouldn't be degraded, it's not proper for the words of the Sefer to be exposed to the public, and therefore it should be turned over. And the Asya Kidmar Ravach of Shem Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman, it's just like this Memra, the Sefer She'en Ol of Mapa, a Sefer that doesn't have a cloth on it. Let's say he's in the middle of learning and needs to get up and walk away, or maybe he's a cipher and he's writing and he wants to walk away as well, leaving the ink to dry, but he doesn't have a map, he doesn't have a cloth to cover it with. Hoivchai Alaksav, he should flip it over facing the writing downwards, Shaloyez Baz Aksav, so as not to degrade the Ksav, it's not proper covet to it to leave it just open and exposed. Now to the next part of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda said, Afilu Ein Mesukim in Aretz El Moloy HaChot Goyle Etzloy, it was just a thread above the Rosh HaSarabim, not a problem, he could roll it towards himself. So the Gemara asked, Machav Shitaz Rabbi Yehuda, it seems to be a steer in Shitaz Rabbi Yehuda. Tamanu Omar, over there he said, Also Shtamish Rabbi Asara, the one's not to be Mishtamish within 10 Tfachim Rosh HaSarabim, but Kayam Rachan over here is saying this, really Be'etzem, it's a stira in the way we explain the Mishnah, because just a few lines ago in the Gemara, we said that the previous line in the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, that once it reaches within 10 Tfachim of the airspace of Rosh HaSarabim, he's not a roll towards himself, and then the next line in the Mishnah we're saying is also Rabbi Yehuda, that even if it's just a hair's breadth off of the floor of the Rosh HaSarabim, he is allowed to roll towards himself. What's going on? The Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, less kan Rabbi Yehuda. In this case of the Mishnah, it's not actually Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, El Rab Meir, it's Shitas Rab Meir, and therefore the first part is Rabbi Yehuda, and the second part, which we have have saying Rabbi Yehuda is actually Rabbi Meir. The question is now, Divrei Chachamim, what about the Chachamim? What do they hold about this? And the answer is Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Meshem Rabbi Yechanan Loisef Davar Sefer. It's not ultimately a safer than one's mutter to roll towards themselves. El rather, Afilu Pesukia, even a belt, as in like a long leather belt to hold up your pants, even that is allowed to be rolled towards oneself, not just a safer. And also Samach Yom Bez on top, Halacha Dal tells us Ziz Shelfnei Chaloin. There's a protrusion right in front of a window. This is either a beam or a stone or something like that that's protruding right outside of a window. Nice and all of a nutlin menu Shabbos. One could place something onto it and take something off of it on Shabbos because just considered an extension of the Rishus Hayachid, even though it's right over Rishus Rabim, it's still considered an extension of Rishus Hayachid. The Gemara clarifies, Amri, they said, Loi Amar El Achas. This was only said that one person's allowed to use it, Avul Shtaim Aser. But if there's two people from two separate Rishus Hayachid that technically have access to it, they're not allowed to use it. Shein Shtei Rishus Mishtam Shus Rishus Achas, because as we know from previous cases, two Rishuyos are not allowed to use the same Rishus unless, of course, they have an Eruv. Now, we further clarify and pay attention to a few Girsa changes that we're going to have. This is only B'Sheyesh Bahen Roi Chavarba. If the width of the Ziz is 4 Tfachim, so then two people aren't allowed to use it because it's considered its own Rishus. Aval Ein Bahen Roi Chavarba, but if it's not 4 Tfachim wide, then it is permitted for both of them to use because Makam Ptur, it's not considered its own Rishus, so it's not considered two Rishuyas using the same Rishus. And Adon Demar Rav Acha B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan, this is just like what Rav Acha said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, Zizun Uksalin, Shagavayin Asara, Ve'einon Rechavin Dalid, that's a proper Girsa, protrusion or walls that are 10 Tfachim high, but not 4 Tfachim wide, that's considered Makam Ptur, and Mutar Lakan Ulakan. Both types of Rishus are allowed to use it. If you're saying in Rosh Hashanah Rabim or in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, you're allowed to put something on or take something off of it freely, no problem. Ubavachal Yachlif, as long as the person doesn't change, meaning if he's in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, he's not allowed to place something on it, walk into the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and then take it off of it, and vice versa as well, because we're afraid he's just going to end up transferring directly from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Rabim or vice versa. But as long as he doesn't do that, it's no problem standing in just one Rosh Hashanah and placing something on or taking something off of his Makam Ptur. And moving on to Halacha, hey, the Mishnah tells us, a person could stand in Rosh Hashanah Yachid umetaldal Rosh Hashanah Rabim and move something around Rosh Hashanah Rabim. He could lean out of his window, reach down to Rosh Hashanah Rabim and move something about if he needs to, or the opposite also, Rosh Hashanah Rabim umetaldal Rosh Hashanah Yachid. He could stand in Rosh Hashanah Rabim and put his hand into Rosh Hashanah Yachid and move something around there. Ubavachal yotzi chutz la'arba amos, as long as he doesn't move this object around dalad amos. And the Gemara is going to explain that this line that we just read is really going on the first situation, that when he's in the Rosh Hashanah Yachid and he's leaning over into the Rosh Hashanah Rabim, moving something around, he has to make sure that he doesn't move it more than Dalad Amos in the Rosh Hashanah Rabim, because obviously that's Aser. The Mishnah continues, Lo Yamed Adam Rosh Hashanah Yachid, a person is not allowed to stand in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, V'yashtin Rosh Hashanah Rabim, and urinate into the Rosh Hashanah Rabim, or Rosh Hashanah Rabim, V'yashtin Rosh Hashanah Yachid, stand in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, urinate into Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and V'chein Lo Yarek, he can't spit like this either. He's not allowed to spit out of his mouth from Rosh Hashanah Rabim to Rosh Hashanah Yachid, or vice versa. Now Rabbi Yehuda says, Af Mishan Nitla Shruka Mipiv, even if a person has some saliva that got detached in his mouth, it's still inside his mouth, but it's detached. It's not in his glands. It's kind of just floating around his mouth on his tongue. Lo yahalich arba amas ad shiyarak. He's not allowed to walk dalad amas until he spits, because it's considered like he's carrying it in his mouth. Something more clarifies the first case of the Mishnah, as we said it would. The loisef davar, it's not ultimately, meaning the Mishnah's not telling us, oimed b'rshus ha-yachid, u'metalta b'rshus ha-rabim, b'rshus ha-rabim, u'metalta b'rshus ha-yachid, u'bavad shal yoytzi chutz la'arba amas. Really, it's supposed to be the other way around, namely, when the Mishnah says that oimed b'rshus ha-yachid, u'metalta b'rshus ha-rabim, then we're supposed to say, u'bavad shal yoytzi chutz la'arba amas, because since he's moving something around in the Rosh Hashanah Rabim, that's where he has to be careful not to move the object a full dalad amos. And Amar Rav, Rav tells us, Masnisa Amar Kain, we have a mission that tells us this. And two daf on Amud Beis, the Mishnah tells us, Lo Yamed Adam Rosh Hashanah Yachid, a person is allowed to stand in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, V'yiftach Rosh Hashanah Rabim, and open up a door with a key that's located in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, or Rosh Hashanah Rabim, V'yiftach Rosh Hashanah Yachid, stand in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, and open up a door with a key that's in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, Elam Kain Hechnes V'asal Mechitza Gvayasar Tvachim, unless he goes and makes a Mechitza for the key of 10 Tvachim, Divrei Amer, that's Amer's opinion. It's the same thing over here as well, that his last statement of Elam Kain Hechnes V'asaloy Mechitza Gvayasar Tvachim is really going on the first part of Lo Yamid Adam Rosh Hashanah Yachid V'yiftach Rosh Hashanah Rabim, namely when he's in Rosh Hashanah Yachid and the key is in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, he has to make a Mechitza for the key, and that's the only proper way to do it, because if not, we're afraid he's going to end up transferring from one Rosh Hashanah to another. And again, the main point of bringing this Mishnah is that even though after the second case, the Mishnah brings a clarification, that clarification is really going on the first case, not on the second one. Now going on to the case of our Mishnah, where we're talking about spit. So Rav Amar Rav says Beficha. We're not actually talking about saliva, we're referring to phlegm. And Rabbi Yechon Amar, he also says Beficha, we're referring to phlegm. The loikin, because it's not like that, it would be an issue, because Rabbi Yudakidati, Rabbi Yudzal Shitasai, the Amar, he holds Mashka Tefeach Chibur, that liquid, which is Tefeach, it's like bubbling on the surface of where it's coming from, it's still connected to that thing that it comes from. And therefore, Rabbi Yudah actually holds that when we're talking about saliva, even if a person has some saliva floating around their mouth, that's not considered detached, it's really part of the mouth, and therefore there's no problem walking around the Shus Ram with it. So therefore, it must be that we're talking about ficha, phlegm, which is not considered saliva. That's really coughed up from the throat or perhaps from the nose, and that's considered detached, and that's really what we're referring to in the Mishnah. We continue explaining, now going on to the case of standing in one Roshos and urinating into the other. So we have a further clarification of this. It's not ultimately that it has to be that he's in Roshos Yachin. It's also to urinate directly into Roshos Rabim. Ella, filu amir Roshos Rabim, umashin Roshos Rabim, vehin mizgalglan viyardin Roshos Yachin, usher. Even if he's standing in Roshos Rabim and he urinates into Roshos Rabim, but it now rolls and goes down into Roshos Yachin, it's usher because that's considered his koyach. And it's the same the other way around. Amar Rabbi Yisrael Bun, loisev davar. It's not ultimately that it has to be amir Roshos Harabim, umashin Roshos Yachin, that he can't be in Roshos Rabim urinating directly into Roshos Yachin. Ella, filu amir Roshos Yachin, umashin Roshos Yachin. It could even be that he's standing in Roshos Yachin, urinating to Roshos Yachin, but umizgalglan viyardin Roshos Rabim. They're rolling and going down into Roshos Rabim. Usher. That case is also usher. And Samach Levav Amar Alpha on top. Amar Bias Rabbi Yosef says Hada Amar. This tells us Siloin Ha'amid Roshos Rabim. Gavaya Sarav Rachav Arba. There's a pipe standing in Roshos Rabim. 10 tefachim high, 4 tefachim wide. So it itself is Roshos Yachin. Ein Shayvchen L'Soich Hamayim. One can't pour water into it. Why is that? Shemizgalglan viyardin, because it rolls and goes down into the Roshos Rabim. So even though he's in Roshos Yachin, he's pouring to Roshos Yachin. Since because of his koyach, it's going to go into Roshos Rabim. That's usher. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Vav. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.